This
just said there.
conference will now be recorded.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Recording is started, so you're good to start.
All right, we can go ahead and call the meeting to order. Did we end up getting a quorum then?
Yeah, we did. Andy is here with us. So we've got Andy Ingen, Sandana Ashley, Christopher Frank, and Dan Reichstad present from the board. And then we also have a representative from the project, and it sounds like we've got one community member as well that has joined us for the meeting.
All right, well, I think first on the agenda is that RC Investments garage setback variance. We can go ahead and open the public hearing.
Perfect. Just get that down quick. Okay. So our agenda item tonight is the RC Investments garage side yard setback variance. This particular item is in Northwest. It's at 511 12th Street Northwest. Kind of an interesting situation here. So there's an existing garage. It's a 50-foot lot, which is, so the lot size minimum itself doesn't meet current zoning ordinance standards. That doesn't mean that nothing can be done on this property. It just puts it in a what we call a legally non-conforming status, which kind of just flags it, but doesn't necessarily halt things. It does provide some restrictions, right, to the size of this this particular property and this home as they're trying to rebuild this garage. So kind of what happened, and Mike is present, so he can add to the story afterwards a little bit if I miss anything, but Maple Street Construction went in to kind of repair and maintain this existing garage that was on site. But once they tore into the walls, they realized that the construction was just so abnormal that to comply and build a safe building and repair this building, it just wasn't feasible. So the whole thing needed to come down. However, because the whole thing needed to come down, once we get down to that foundation, it's kind of normal policy that at that point, the structure needs to come into compliance. So the structure is built right on the property line. And right now, zoning ordinance standards require a 5-foot setback from those side yards for a detached garage. So this is a single stall detached garage. The foundation still exists, but because we tore it down all the way down to that foundation, normally we would require that building to that foundation to completely move and meet that 5-yard setback. In this particular case, we're asking, the applicant has asked for a variance, kind of with the condition that we've got this 50-foot lot, so it's already smaller than what we would normally allow. It is older, so that's certainly not anything that the property owner had control over. And then the backyard also has quite a bit of topography change in it. So relocating the garage is just doesn't make a whole lot of sense, and it's not really feasible. The words on the map that I've given you, kind of hard to tell. Actually, if I can share my screen here, I can pull up a couple image examples. But basically the house and the northern property line kind of constrict this so that to actually be able to access that single stall garage, it really needs to stay where it is. So let me just share this screen quick for anybody that's on their computer. Then you can see this image quick that I took for you. There we go. So as you can see this, I don't think you can see my mouse here, but can I draw here? Can you see that? Yeah. That side of the garage, maybe not. So what would be on the right side of the picture, that's north. That side of the garage there is right along the property line. The southern property line, so the left side of the picture, runs right in between those houses. So to maintain access to that garage, it really needs to be rebuilt. You'll see in this picture, you do see some stud walls. They did begin to rebuild, not realizing that we needed to kind of go through a different process because we had to tear the whole thing down. So they simply halted where they were and worked on this process. So with that, it's pretty typical of Board of Zoning Appeals. Staff tries not to give too much of an opinion and really let you just kind of make those determinations. Staff would find, you know, sometimes we find the trickiest finding of fact to be made is that kind of the plight of the landowner is due to unique circumstances not created by the landowner. And those unique circumstances have to be tied to the characteristics of the land. And so in this particular case, because we've got that small lot, because we've got this topography in the backyard, staff would generally find those to be acceptable to make that finding a fact. Our building official and building inspector did want me to note that it would be a staff recommendation that if you do move forward with approving this variance, that we do put one condition on it. The applicant is well aware of this, but just that we need a new building permit to be submitted and approved by the building inspector. Because we're building something right on that property line, we need that that wall has to be fire rated to a certain degree to protect neighboring properties in the event of a fire or something like that. So again, applicant is well aware of that. That shouldn't be a problem, nothing too extreme. But if we do approve that, your motion would just be to approve the variance with that condition that a new building permit be submitted. So, with that, I will ask Mike, you're on the call to represent Maple Street Construction and RC Investments. Do you have anything else that you want to add before we pass it back to Chris?
I think you did a fantastic job of articulating exactly what happened and where we're at and what we're asking for. So I really don't have anything to add unless I have a question.
Perfect. Thank you. So with that, we'll pass it back to you, Chris.
All right. It sounds like was it Richard Jensen? Did you have a for or against the application here?
Well, I'm not against them build. I've been doing construction for 50 years. I'm not against them building it there because the old one definitely needed to be replaced. But my problem is when the two guys were tearing it down, I have a German wire or German short hair that's expensive dog in a kennel. She barks at people. Well, I had a shovel there that I clean her kennel with. I don't mean to get so graphic, but, and my wife heard her barking and all of a sudden she yelped and ran inside. So they were taking the shovel, smacking the cage, her outside kennel, and now she's actually afraid of noise. And it kind of ticked me off a little bit. You know, they could have left the dog alone or told my wife, hey, is there any way to quiet down the dog? But instead they took it upon themselves to beat on the cage. And now I pick up the shovel and she runs and she's afraid of noises. So I got to somehow break her of that in the next week, somehow, to go hunting. You know, I spent a lot of money on this dog and all that happened. So it kind of irritated me.
Well, I feel for you on that one. I think that would be more of a complaint possibly to Mike there, who seems to be in some sort of management or so with Maple Street Construction, if that was possibly one of his men.
I can address that if you want.
Well, so I guess the point here would be, since you're not actually, you know, against the variance itself, you know, that'd probably be something that you guys can handle on your own if you'd like to try to talk afterwards rather than having it be part of this meeting.
Okay.
I would be happy to do that with Richard.
Okay.
If that works for you guys.
No, as far as the garage being right where it is, it's fine. The other one was so old that it was pieces were falling off, so I'd put them in behind the garage, you know, over the years. I mean, so yeah, it definitely needs to be replaced.
Okay. If you have anything else to add, otherwise I'll ask for if there's anyone else present.
I have no questions.
And anyone else out there that wishes to speak for or against the application? All right, at this time we can go ahead and close the public hearing. and we can discuss the application amongst the board.
This is Andy on the board. I don't see any issue with this. I think it's good for the community and good for the property to rebuild the garage and rebuild the garage in better condition. And they're not asking to make it any bigger or anything like that. And I support the staff's recommendation of you know, the firewall on the property line. And unfortunately, there probably was a technicality in there where if they would have just left one wall standing, they could have redid whatever they wanted to do on the original building permit. But since they took all four walls down, it raised attention to it again. So, but yeah, those are my only comments. I'd be for approving this variance.
Right.
Yeah, this is Dan.
Yep. Go ahead, Dan.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I agree. It would enhance the appearance of the neighborhood, and certainly it would be probably improve a safety issue. So I would be in favor of the variance.
I'd agree too. And getting to that second standard for the granting of it, the plight of the landowner is due to unique circumstances not created by the landowner. You know, they're already working with the smaller lot, and this garage was already there, so it's not really the landowner's fault that this garage has to be rebuilt. So I think we satisfy that number two pretty easily. So I'd agree with you.
I think that's what they did in the 50s, was put them as close as they could because they had such small lots.
Right.
Yeah.
I would make the motion then that we recommend to approve this variance, or we approve this variance with the staff recommendation of pulling a new permit and following building code.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. I will second that. This is Dan.
Sounds good. So should we do the roll call vote then, Sarah?
Yeah, before we do that, why don't you just go ahead and read off those findings of fact, Chris, and then I'll do the roll call.
All right, so for our findings of fact here, we're seeing the going through the four standards to grant the variance. We have the first one is the property owner proposes to use the property in a reasonable manner not permitted by the zoning ordinance. The plight of the landowner is due to unique circumstances not created by the landowner. Three, the variance, if granted, will not alter the essential character of the locality. And four, the variance, if granted, will not be detrimental to nor endanger the public welfare. And I think we satisfy all four of those easily. So.
Fabulous. All right, with that, we'll do a roll call vote. So board member Andy Ingen.
Aye.
Dan Regsted.
Aye.
Sandana Ashley.
Aye.
And Christopher Frank.
Aye.
Fabulous. Four ayes and zero nays.
All right. Do we have any other miscellaneous?
I don't. Pretty quick and easy today.
Then I will call for if anyone would like to motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
I think we had two
Andy.
In there.
Yes. Fantastic.